When tourists go to Indonesia, they're likely to go to Bali. There were terrorist bombings in 2002 that discouraged some visitors, but it's still a popular destination, especially now that it's the dry season. Commentator Anne McBride Norton has lived in Bali for nearly a year. She appreciates its splendor, rain or shine.
The crowds of tourists who had finally returned after the infamous Bali bombings vanished again after last October's suicide attacks, leaving behind deserted beaches and empty hotels. But unlike many places in the world where traditional culture exists only to entertain tourists, in Bali, a calendar rich with religious festivals, ceremonies, cremations, and parades is woven into the daily tapestry of life here, and has been since the 7th century when travelers from India brought Hinduism to this small island. With or without tourists, each day Balinese reverently put out delicate offerings of rice and flowers to protect their homes, cars, and dangerous intersections. An elaborate moon festival each month brings long lines of Balinese to the thousands of temples that dot Bali's towns and rice-terraced countryside. Priests dressed all in white, men and women from the Brahmin caste, ring bells, sprinkle water, and press wet rice on the foreheads of worshippers. During Nyepi, Bali's Lunar New Year celebrated each spring, the island erupts in bright colors and clanging music. All work stops as people parade to the seashore, accompanied by their village gamelan bands, composed of all manner of percussion instruments. Young and old join together as teenage boys trade in their low-slung jeans and t-shirts for the men's traditional double sarongs and fabric hats. Women bring carefully arranged offerings of fruit balanced on their heads, their colorful batik sarongs tied with a scarf around their waist to separate their higher and lower self. Some of the demons project a humorous local flair, including one wearing a pair of flip-flop sandals and, my personal favorite, a demon with knees bent and arms extended riding a surfboard. After days of bold communal celebration, the solitude and quiet of Nyepi Day comes as a surprise. No one, and I mean no one, on the island is permitted to leave home for 24 hours as the Balinese people engage in prayer and quiet meditation. And a struggling economy desperate for tourists does not alter tradition. A notice from Singapore Airlines reminds us that during the 24 hours of Nyepi Day, Bali's international airport is completely closed.
Anne McBride Norton currently lives in Bali, Indonesia.